Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I am super excited. I have in the studio with me today, Miss Kayla Wyatt.
Hello.
You guys, get ready. This is a very young and talented young lady, and I'm excited to have her in the studio with us, as well as her mom. Shout out to her mom for being here with us. And we're going to just jump right into it. Happy Sunday, you guys. Today is Sunday, right? I've been off all week, Kayla, and I go back to work tomorrow. So I'm a little sad, okay? But anyway, Kayla, let's start off. Tell everybody, how old are you?
I am 13 years old, and I will be 14 in February.
February, okay. February, what date?
February 26th.
February 26th. Awesome. So you guys, she will be 14 years old on February the 26th, right? Okay, so make sure. Oh, thank you so much for the hearts. Kayla, they're giving you hearts already. I'm super excited. Thanks. Keep those hearts going, you guys. I appreciate you. All right. And also, Kayla, let me just ask, what inspired you to be a actor, model, singer, dancer? My God, you got so many talents and gifts. What inspired you?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I always used to be in my imaginary land. That's what I called it. So
I love it.
I'd be different characters. And then I realized when I got to maybe the age of 11, I wanted to start acting.
Awesome.
Singing has just always been a part of me. That's what makes me.
Okay.
And modeling, I'm very dramatic. I have to walk down the runway. I have to show people what am I made of.
Oh, my gosh.
Ask anyone. Oh, yeah. Look at that Kayla right there. It says, I don't know.
I love it. So you've been pretty much gifted from the time that you've been born, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I have some of those talents that you have. I actually sing, so that's a blessing. I've been singing since a little girl. And acting, I did a little bit of acting, doing a little bit more this year. Modeling, I did some of that in middle school and high school. And dancing, I dance around the house. And when I used to go out to the clubs, I used to dance, but not anymore. Thank God for healing and deliverance. But anyway, we'll get great and keep it moving. But let me just ask, what projects do you have coming up right now?
Well, I'm working on the new song that I wrote,
okay.
And it's called Dance Like You Mean It. And I'm really excited for that one because it's like, oh, wow, it's me, dance, I'm dancing.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited for that one.
Okay. And you're going to do a video with that song as well, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, definitely makes sense. Okay, awesome. And what made you think of Dance Like You Mean It?
Because
that's interesting. Interesting.
I was just
title.
Sitting in my room, and I was listening to music, and I was just started dancing, like rocking back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I was just trying to think of something to write down. And uh-huh. I was like, dance. And I was like, dance like you mean it. And then that kind of caught on when I put it with the beat that I made up.
Okay.
So then that just kind of came to me real smoothly.
Oh, wow. So you actually make your own beats as well?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And you're going to have to show me some of that. I have no skill in gifting in that part. But that's awesome. That's good to know. I mean, it's very important to learn as much as you possibly can and be able to do as much as you can for yourself so that you don't have to really go out to other people to help you, because a lot of times, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people can be very selfish and they want to charge you a lot of money and things of that nature. So you save yourself in the long run a lot of, you know, having to put out so much money in your parents' pockets, of course. But moving right along, let me just ask, what age did you discover your talent? Did you say 12 or?
At 11 is when
11.
I discovered acting.
Okay.
But, like, at the age of 2, I started singing.
Wow.
And dancing at the age of 4.
Wow.
So, and modeling at the age of 8.
Wow.
And it was just, it was like all new experiences to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was really fun.
Okay. So let me just ask, which one do you like? Do you have like, do you like to dance better than singing? What's your favorite to do?
Singing is my
favorite.
Most
top. Oh, that's awesome.
I love hitting high notes and just making my voice run over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the loudest in the house, so I have to sing.
And then what's your second? What would be your second?
Dancing.
Dancing.
Dancing would be my best because I love to move. I love to just be creative with my movement.
Okay.
And I also love, on my spare time, I would also love to just make up my own dances.
Okay. Okay, awesome. And then what's your third?
Third would be acting.
Okay.
That would be acting because
awesome.
It gives me a chance to show different characters, how it challenges me. Because if you get a part and it says, try to make you cry,
mm-hmm.
now that challenges you to kind of make yourself cry. Think
right.
of something that makes you cry.
Right.
So that I love to be challenged. I love to challenge myself.
Awesome. And then, of course, number 4 would be modeling.
Modeling.
Okay. Awesome. So that's good to know. And my favorite thing to do also is singing. So we have something in common. That's awesome. All right. So let me just ask, during your course of growing up, who was your most biggest supporters?
My supporters were my chorus teacher, Mr. Cannon.
Okay.
Because he actually helped me realize what I could do with my voice that I never thought I could do.
Okay.
And my most number one important supporter was my mom.
Of course.
Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here right
That's
now.
Right.
So thank you, Mom.
Amen to that. All right, Periscope. Hopefully you guys are able to hear us out there in Radio Land. I'm going to say Radio Land because my mama Regina always used that. So hopefully you guys can hear us in Radio Land. You guys continue to give us hearts. Kayla appreciates all the hearts that you're giving on today, so keep it going. And make sure you share this for me, you guys, on Facebook and Twitter and all that good jazz. I appreciate you. Kayla, I know I actually met you, I want to say, was it, well, 2015, because, of course, this is just turning 2016. My God, time is moving so quickly. But I met you last year at the TPN Film Festival that Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples, they have that festival. What is it, like every quarter? Is it every 2 months, every quarter, something like
I
that?
I think so.
And I had an opportunity to speak to you briefly. I spoke to your mom briefly. And, you know, I saw you one day on Facebook and I was like, or your mom posted something on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, I remember her. And I reached out to your mom and wanted to definitely get you on the show. So I'm super excited that you're here with me on this afternoon. But let me just ask, how was your experience working with Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples? And working in, of course, the movie and all that good stuff. You had a couple of different films that you were in.
It was really fun because mm-hmm. mostly all the films, they were with my friends.
Okay.
So it's like I knew them. I could go smoothly with them. It's basically
right.
like real life, like just basic conversation. No one's there watching.
Uh-huh.
It was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, do you have, you know, for this year, do you look to be working with them again this year, the people?
Yes. If
okay,
they have
good.
Anything coming up, I would be really excited if they asked me to try out for something.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, they constantly have something. So I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get, you know, a part this year as well. So let me just ask, you guys, I just want to say thank you so much again for tuning in today on the Crystal Chanel Show. Again, we have Kayla Wyatt in the studio with me on today. You guys, if you have any questions for Kayla, please feel free to press 1. Or if you have any comments, press 1 and I'll be happy to get you into the studio so that you can ask your question or if you can, of course, state a comment, okay? So thanks again. Kayla, I know that you have worked on several projects. I know also that you did something, what was it, last year or the year before last with Tyler Perry?
Oh, yeah, the Single Moms Club.
The Single Moms Club. Time is moving so quickly. Was that the year before last?
I think so.
I think so, okay. But tell us about that. How was that experience?
that was a funny experience because I actually got to meet Tom Cruise.
Oh.
So, Terry Crews.
Okay. Okay.
But he actually gave me a high five. And then,
awesome.
Again, my friends were there.
Okay.
So we had to dress up as little schoolgirls, come out of the school. Tyler Perry was talking to us.
Uh-huh.
And then I was on the front row of all the kids.
Uh-huh.
So it's like he would look down on me and be like, hey, okay, we're going to do good. Okay, guys, y'all ready? We'd be like, yeah, let's go. So it was like, I never thought I was going to meet them.
Uh-huh.
Like, I never thought that was going to happen.
Right.
But it's the first time for everything,
I guess. That's right. And I am looking forward, you know, maybe one day in the future I can meet him as well. But I know that was a great experience. A lot of people, you know, live to really have that opportunity to meet Tyler Perry. So that's really, really big. That's really, really big. And the Single Moms Club, oh, my God, that movie was just awesome. I just absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. But, okay, you guys, so at this time we're going to take a quick commercial break, so that Ms. Kayla can rest for just a second, and we'll definitely be back with you. Make sure, you know, again, if you have any questions, press 1. If you have any comments, press 1, and we'll make sure that we get you in the studio. Thank you.
I will to move on.
Give me the strength to stand.
right, you guys. Thank you so much. That was Devon Hines. The name of that song is The Will. Kind of neat. Nice, nice song. I love that song. All right, so we'll continue on. Again, I have in the studio with me today Kayla Wyatt. Kayla, I want to say thank you again for being here with us. And Kayla, let me just ask you, who are some of your influences?
My influences are, again, my mom mm-hmm. and my course teacher, Mr. Cannon, and also Miss Yvonne and Mr. Stephan.
Awesome. Now, tell us who are some of those people. Of course, we know mom.
And my course teacher, Mr. Cannon,
okay.
He's been helping me ever since sixth grade.
Okay.
So in eighth grade was seventh grade, uh-huh. my big break.
Okay.
And Miss Yvonne and Mr. Stephan, they really helped me through this whole thing. And I'm really appreciative, and I'm really glad that I met them.
Awesome, awesome. So shout out to everybody that she just stated. Awesome, awesome. Periscope, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Periscope said that you are amazing. So thank you, guys. Continue to give us heart. Thank you so much. Anyway, let me continue to move on. So my next question would be, this is a tough industry. How do you stay inspired?
Well, you know, for a kid, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of easy sometimes because I don't know how to explain it. It's easy because when you, like, with the songs and stuff, you go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You're doing your own thing. You're being yourself. You
mm-hmm.
have people who are supporting you. And it's all new experiences to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will get a little scared sometimes, but it's like, whoa.
So it's really fun. So you are a little nervous sometimes when you have to perform and things of that nature?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go into, like, another character, you know, when it's time for you to perform?
Well, yeah, I got to go into another character. I have to close my eyes for a little bit and be like, okay, who am I right now?
Okay.
What am I doing here? It's like a process for me.
Right.
But, yeah, I will get nervous every now and then.
Okay.
But it's like when you do it once and then you get it done, it's like you want to do it again and again and again.
Right.
And it's like the feeling won't ever stop until you do something new.
Awesome. Yeah, because even, you know, I just turned 35 on December the 29th. But I tell you, you know, since I've been a little girl and since I've been singing, I still get nervous. You know, and I listen a lot to, like, some of the celebrity shows and things of that nature, and they'll tell you that they still get nervous. So that's good to know. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I know that you're working on your other song. Now, how many songs are you working on currently?
Just two right now.
Just two. Okay. And the other one is called Stayin' Tall. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, tell the listening audience about Stayin' Tall. What inspired you to write Stayin' Tall?
Well, Stayin' Tall, I was thinking about all the people who get bullied and they don't have a voice to speak up for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be that voice. I wanted to be the one who stands tall for them. So it's like I'm their voice. I'm speaking for them.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I want to speak for them. I want to help them out. So that's basically what it is.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So Stayin' Tall, that is wonderful. That's wonderful. I think that it's a very powerful title. You know, it's very catchy. And I can't wait to hear it and make sure that when it is released, that you guys send me that through MP3 so that I can play it on the radio show, okay? Both
okay.
of your songs. And I guess both of them is more so on the inspirational side, you
yeah.
know? Okay, awesome, awesome. All righty. Well, we're going to continue to carry on. But anyway, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, that's the thing that I haven't really thought about.
Okay.
But for me, I just want the road to take me as far as it can go and see where I can go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want life to take me and see where I can do what, because you never know what might come up.
Right.
So I just want to see where the road is going to take me from here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know you have multiple talents. And I know earlier we talked about this, that if you had to pretty much pick one, Which one would you pick?
Singing.
I just want to see if you change your mind, that's all. So the answer is still singing. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So let's just ask, how do you make a difference through your talents?
Well,
how do you want to make a difference through your talents?
Well, as I get older, I just want my singing to just improve a little bit better.
Okay.
Because every now and then, it will still kind of be a little shaky every now and then, but I'm still
growing.
Good.
Yeah, that's it.
But as I get older, I just wanted to improve my dancing, want to learn more technical, difficult moves.
Okay.
And acting, I just want it to be even more challenging than it is now.
Okay. So for your dancing, do you do like hip-hop dancing or
all kinds
praise,
of dancing?
Do you do praise dancing?
That's the only kind of dancing
that you
do.
Okay. Now, do you think that would be something that you would be interested in, like praise dancing also?
Maybe. One day.
Okay. Awesome. okay. So I also would just like to, again, tell the listening audience, you guys, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1, and I'll be happy to get you into the studio. Let's see here. All right, you guys. So at this time, Kayla, I am going to just ask, for example, I know that you're going to be actually the first person that I have on my show that actually is going to sing for the listening audience. Are you prepared today to sing something for the listening audience?
Yes.
Okay. So whatever you like to sing, feel free to sing for us, okay?
I'm going to sing Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Okay.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching the fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. But go ahead and tell me out, and I'll lay your stuff there. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I won't do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The stars of your love remind me of us to keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The stars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you have my heart inside of your hands, but you played it to the beat.
Awesome. Oh, my God, I only want you to stop. What else you got for us? You want to sing something else? That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now, before we end the show, if you feel you want to sing something else, you let us know. Periscope said they loved it. So, you guys, where is Kayla's hearts? I don't see any hearts on the screen, though. They were saying, go ahead, Miss Lady, or something I saw. You guys, make sure you tap the screen. Give her some hearts. Give her some love. Again, she is 13 years old with all of these giftings. So we're very, very grateful to have her in the studio. Thank you guys for her heart. We really, really appreciate it. Okay, Kayla. So I know that you are a AB student. Please tell us, I mean, how do you stay focused? I mean, you have so many different things going on. How do you stay focused?
Well, I put my mind to this one thing, and, well, everybody gets distracted every now and then, but I'll get distracted for, like, 1 second and then, like, zoom back on that one thing.
Right.
I'll look around for inspiration, just kind of look around and go back to that one thing. So my focus is stays on that one thing because my education is, like, very important to me.
Absolutely.
So it's, like, even if I get, like, an 85, that's not good enough for me. I gotta bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like very focused into my work.
Okay.
I put all my all into it, just like my singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I take one step at a time, like everyone else would.
That's right.
So it just goes real good for me. I just kind of focus on that one thing and not get distracted by other stuff.
Okay, awesome. And that's good. I mean, you know, for you to be so young and you're staying focused like that, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that your mom, of course, is making sure that you stay focused. So that's just great. That's great. What has been your experience so far working on your CD project? Like, tell us about that.
It's really fun because my favorite part of it was going into the studio and putting on the headphones. And it was just a new thing for me. It's something that I'd never done before. It's something that I always dreamed about doing since I was a little girl. And it's like my dreams are finally coming true for me. When I was in the studio, I was singing. I was in the room by myself. I'm in my own little world again, just like,
la, la, la.
But it was really fun. And then also going to meet with the people, Miss Yvonne and Mr. Stephen. When I met with them, I got a good feeling about them. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to take me places. I just feel good about this. But
awesome.
It was really fun being with them.
Oh, that's awesome. So shout out to Miss Yvonne and Stefan.
Stefan,
that's awesome. Kayla looks up to you guys. So that's very good that you have that support that you're getting from them. And I'm sure they're going to definitely take you many places. So just keep up the good work. And we can't wait until Stand Tall and Dance.
Dance Like You Mean It.
Dance Like You Mean It. I can't wait. Maybe that'll be a good workout. You think it's going to be a good workout song?
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully I can lose some weight, Kayla. What you think?
No, you good.
You don't got a lot of me, Kayla. It's okay. We can tell the truth. But awesome. That is just great, great, great. So I just want to ask, how old were you when you did your first movie?
I was 11, and my first movie was Read Between the Lines.
Okay.
And it showed on BET, but
awesome.
I really liked it because they had to focus on me. I was so short, so they had to try to get the chair up and everything. Everyone's just looking at me. I'm like, hey, okay, don't mind me. Just trying to get a little taller.
Right.
But that's I actually got awesome. To meet with the main character and some of the other extras. We actually became real good friends.
Cool.
Got together after the movie shooting.
Okay.
And we bonded really good.
Good. So you still communicate with them as well?
Yes.
Okay,
me and
good.
Zoe, the girl who played in the main character, the daughter, me and her were supposed to get together sometime.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So that's awesome. I'm very happy that you had to, you know, had that experience. And like I said, I know, you know, all of your performances and have you totaled up, like, how many movies you've been in so far? No?
I lost track.
You lost track. That's all right. That's all right. But I know I was reading your bio, and you have a lot of different things that you do. Tell us about Kayla. Who is Kayla Wyatt? Tell the people, tell the listening audience who you are.
Well, Kayla Wyatt is a 13-year-old girl, and I really just want to just get my singing out there for people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, my Stand Tall, I want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to listen to that, get inspired by that, maybe influence some people to write their own songs about stuff like that.
Right.
So I just really want to inspire others my age or even other people that's not my age, but my main goal is to just inspire people.
Awesome. That is great. That's great. So you guys, I hope that you're hearing us out there on Periscope and Radio Land. Hopefully you guys are definitely able to hear us. And just, again, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to press 1, and I will make sure you get into the studio to ask Kayla any questions that you may have. Also, Kayla, I know that you're a section leader for the Memorial Middle School. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are a member of your school's peer counselor group, a member of the Future Business Leaders of America, and a basketball cheerleader. Yes. I remember those days. I was a cheerleader. Let me think. Was it from elementary school, middle school on up? That was some exciting times in my life. However, how are you able to do everything?
Well,
oh my gosh. Just more added to your plate already. Oh my God. How do you do this?
I'm very active, so it's like, and I'm very a school girl. I have to get everything involved to school.
Mm-hmm.
And FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, my mom thought it'd be really good for me because when I grow up, I want to own my own daycare center. I just love taking care of kids.
Awesome.
I babysit now.
Well, anytime you want to babysit my son, he's 8 years old, I'll be more than happy to pay you for babysitting, okay? But how are you able to do this babysitting thing with your time? Oh, my God.
Well, any spare time that I have, and it'll just come up recently.
Okay.
So they'll just call me, and I'll see if I have anything to do.
Okay.
If I don't have anything to do, mostly it's during the weekend.
Okay.
But if I don't have anything to do, then they'll just come over to my house and ride the scooter, play.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Now, what's your charge? Do you have prices already lined up for babysitting? I'm asking for myself.
$5 per hour.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God. Now, we're not just going to babysit anybody's children, okay? But, you know, I'm sure the people that you know and things of that nature, I mean, there's a lot of parents that's out there. You got single moms and, you know, even sometimes people that are in relationships or, you know, husband and wife, they still need to go out on date nights and things of that nature. So that's so sweet that you're doing that. I'll keep you in mind, okay? I'm going to have to get your telephone number. So I can send you a text or call you and ask you if you're free.
Okay.
But that's awesome, Kayla. You got so much going on. My God. Now, how is the peer pressure, peer counselor, what is it, group? How is
council.
That? Yeah, how's that going?
Like a regular peer, like a regular counsel at your school,
mm-hmm.
help the kids, the students with their issues if they have any.
Okay.
Well, we'll get partners and then we'll have certain days. Then we'll have to get our name tag and pull out a slip, see
mm-hmm.
what the problem is, see who it is, go to their class, get them, make sure,
oh, wow.
bring them in. We only have 15 minutes. We can't go over that.
Okay.
So we'll talk to them, see if we could try to solve the issue or
mm-hmm.
go talk to the teacher if we have to.
Okay.
And make sure nothing's going on with that. And we have to tell them your secret is safe with us
okay.
because nothing can go out of that room.
Okay.
But I really enjoy it. I did it last year as
mm-hmm.
well,
mm-hmm.
and last year it was really busy.
Okay.
This year it's not that busy, but I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
So that's like something that's really me. I can help my peers with their issues. I can help them. I won't tell no one. I'm very a friendly person.
Trust me.
They
mm-hmm.
can tell me anything. I'm not going to go back and say, hey, y'all, did y'all know that?
Right,
did y'all know this?
Right.
So it's like people at the school know that they can trust me.
That's awesome. And that is so powerful and definitely very, very important because, you know, a lot of times if people can't trust you, a lot of times people don't want to work with you
yeah.
or want you to do different things, you know, as far as, you know, everything that you got going on. So that's really, really good. That's really, really good. Now, let's talk about the things that you like to do when you're not doing everything that you do.
Well, on my spare time, well, on my spare time, my dog takes up most of my time.
Your dog? Okay,
yes.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a toy poodle.
Oh, so cute.
Her
black,
name
white.
Dory. Black.
Black. Oh, I know.
She is so spoiled. So spoiled.
Oh, and how old is your dog?
She's 2 years old.
2 years old. That's awesome. My little boy keeps asking me for a dog, but I don't think that's going to happen. both of us are allergic to cats and dogs, so... I don't think it's going to work out, but, you know, my little niece had a dog, and I don't remember the type of dog that she had, but he didn't have any issues with that particular dog, so who knows? I think I just need to go and get him retested. But anyway, so you like writing, watching TV, writing songs. Like, how often do you write your songs?
My songs is just, if I get bored and I'll just get on my phone, start making up beats,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just start looking around like, what can I write about? And it takes about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, because Dance Like You Mean It, I never thought I would have made up a song like that.
Uh-huh.
I just looked around, and I'm just thinking, what can I write about? This, I go to mom, I can't write about anything.
Uh-huh.
But it'll come to me when it comes, like, when it wants to come
right,
to me.
Right, right.
So, like my mom said, mm-hmm. just do a song that you're good at, that's something that you do. So mm-hmm. just write about that. So I wrote about dancing. I was like, okay, I'll just write about dancing, I guess.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, do you have your mom listen to whatever you wrote or your beat and everything to get her opinion
yes.
on it before you just say, okay, I'm going to go in the studio and record this?
Yes, because on the day that I made up Dance Like You Mean It, uh-huh. I was just like, oh, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
So I called my mom, and then I was like, Mom, I got the song. She was at work.
Uh-huh.
I'm at home. I said, Mom, I got the song. She's like, okay, Kayla, okay. And then as soon as she got home, Mom, you want to hear it? Kayla, wait, I just got home. I'd be so excited to show her. Like,
she needs a break.
Oh, my God, it's just so good, Mom. You have to hear it.
Right.
So, but when I showed it to her, she started adding in new ideas of, like, the background, how it should sound, how the beat should change.
Okay.
And it helped improve it.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, wow, that sounds good. So, but my mom helped me a lot, so.
That's good. That's really good. Now, let me just ask you, Kayla, I know that you're, you know, in the group that helps with peer pressure and things of that nature, but as far as bullying, have you experienced any of that yourself or any of your friends and things of that nature that have experienced bullying?
I never experienced bullying.
Okay,
I never
good.
Got bullied.
Good.
But my friend has been bullied one time, and I actually had to kind of stand up for her one time.
Good.
Because she was, like, all mad and stuff and went into the bathroom, started crying. I was like, what is wrong? She was just like, I can't do it anymore. She's just doing this, doing that. And then finally she came to me for peer counsel. We talked about it. And then it was like everything got solved out once they talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
So also that's another inspiration that helped me make up Stand Tall, because I actually stood up for her. I made sure she was good. I made
mm-hmm.
sure that the girl was good. Nothing was going to happen after they left the office. But it was bullying. That's been my number one thing that I've always liked. Disliked, because I always think to myself, have they ever thought about what if that was them? How do they think that they feel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing is, why don't you put yourself in their position?
Right.
Like, don't do that, because
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want someone to do that to you.
That's true. And, you know, I have this show, and it's actually called Teen Talk. So we talk about different things like that, bullying and STDs and peer pressure and teen pregnancy and things of that nature. So I shared that with your mom before, and then maybe sometime in the future when you have some spare time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, oh my God, I don't know how you're going to squeeze this in, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. But definitely would love for you to, you know, be on board. My niece, her name is Tamaya Reed. She actually co-hosts that show with me. And would love for you to be on board with that as well. And, you know, I just let her pretty much do whatever she wants to do as far as, like, topics and the questions and the answers and things of that nature, just because I want her to be more involved. And that's the thing that you guys are actually currently experiencing. So would love for us to talk a little bit more in regards to that and having you come on board with us for the Teen Talk talk show, okay?
Okay.
And now, do you write poetry?
No.
No poetry? Okay. Well, you know, I know sometimes songs can be poetry and vice versa. I do have a poetry talk show also. So anytime that, you know, you may write a poem or something like that, you can definitely be a part of the poetry talk show,
okay.
talk show as well, okay? Okay, I do see that we have a couple of people on the line. Let me see, Kayla. I'm thinking that they have a question for you, so let's just bring them in the studio and see if they have a question, okay, or a comment. Okay, caller 0520, you're on the air with Kayla.
You wouldn't believe it. It's Robert Green. How are you?
I'm great, Robert Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. And just
wonderful.
Let me say, for one, it was a great pleasure meeting you at the Meet the Authors event. It was a couple of events ago, but I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me that opportunity there. And Kayla, wow, amazing voice, amazing talent. I mean, just
she has
unbelievable.
A lovely voice.
Right, right. I was just like amazed. And you, if you were just tuning in at the point where she was singing, you would think that she was older than...
No, she's only 13 years old. She'll be 14.
Wow, only 13?
Yeah. Yeah,
that is
she has
unbelievable.
A wonderful, wonderful voice. And I'm excited because I'm going to have to... thank you so much, Robert, actually. I'm going to have to definitely have her come and perform for us at some of my events.
We
have to get pretty much monthly, so I definitely want to be able to help, you know, showcase her talent because, my gosh, she has so much talent in her until it's unreal. And I'm super excited, Robert, because she's going to be babysitting my son, too, in her spare time.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have that babysitting going on.
I know, right?
One thing that I want to tell Kayla is that because she, you know, does so much of an awesome job already. When she does come out with that song as well, I want to also, I have a new show coming out called Fresh Beats, and I want to really make sure that she gets out there because the people need to hear her.
Awesome.
And I really want to make sure that she goes to the next level. So hopefully, you know, we can all link up and, you know, work on some a few things together. And but the people need to hear you, seriously. It's just an unbelievable voice, and we can't let that kind of talent go to waste. I mean, she's already doing, you know, work with Tyler Perry, Terry Crews.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
She's doing all of that work. But for her singing talent, you know, that's just the icing on the cake right there. So I want to make sure that, you know, she gets out there the way that she's supposed to. So if there's anything that I can do to help, please let me know. And
yes.
I'm here.
Awesome. And thank you, Robert. I definitely would love for her to be on your show as well. So, Kayla, Robert just wants to pretty much tell you that he's going to have you come on board with some different project, so he's super excited to have you on board for that.
Thank you.
No problem. No problem at all.
Awesome. 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 So definitely, Robert, we'll definitely talk off the air, and I'll make sure that you connect with her as well as her mom. And we're just so super excited about 2016. My God, today I can't even begin to tell you everything that's going to be taking place in 2016. But very excited to have Kayla Wyatt on today, and looking forward to many more events and things of that nature that she will participate in the near future.
Right, right.
Robert, did we cover everything that you wanted to talk about?
Pretty much we covered everything. Wanted to really just express my just awe and just like, wow, I'm so excited. I'm sure you guys are excited there, but to people at home, you're not able to see the look of excitement on our faces. Maybe we should selfie it and send it to you,
like,
here.
Geez.
But
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Robert, we are Periscoping the show live. So if you are on
really?
Periscope, just key in Crystal Chanel, and you'll be able to go back and take a look at the live show. And I'll only leave that up for about 2 hours. But
I'll definitely take a look at that. And man, much success to all of you. So I really
awesome
appreciate
thought.
Having you on.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I really, really appreciate you. And we'll definitely talk off the air later today, okay?
No problem. Ken, looking forward to it.
Thank you. All right, you guys. I think we have another caller. Caller 3877, you're on the air with Kayla Wyatt and Crystal Chanel. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. Hey, Miss Crystal, this is Joe Cannon. I am the person that that Kayla has been talking about. I am her music teacher.
Oh, my God, don't let me cry.
And let me tell you, you know, let me tell you from the teacher's perspective, she is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes,
she is
awesome. She is.
And I love her, not because she's just a good singer. She's a good person, you know.
Aww.
And it's been a pleasure to work with her. I wish I could fail her another year and keep her with me another year, but I can't do that.
No, she has the whole bunch.
She's an awesome. She is an awesome songstress. I'm glad the opportunity that we've had to work with her. Mm-hmm. You know, she's also part of my nonprofit organization with New School Singers. She just does an awesome job. There's nothing that I can put in front of her, whether it's a different genre of music, that she cannot do. She's just awesome, you know. So I just wanted to show my support for her.
That's awesome, and I appreciate you for calling in. I'm telling you, you know, I'm periscoping this thing live, and you got me crying. I'm using my makeup brush to wipe my face and stuff. Oh, my God. But we're so excited that you were able to call in, and we appreciate you for being in her life. And I'm just super excited about where she's going to be going.
I hear you, and I'm glad that I was able to contribute in some kind of way, you know, and is there anything that I can continue to help her? Because she has a whole bunch of classmates and she has a whole bunch mm-hmm. of people that really love her and support mm-hmm. her. And when you have kids that are that talented and that's doing good things, hey, you know, I'm going to do all I can to help them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And God bless you for being there and being her support system. We really appreciate you. And thanks for calling in.
Can she hear me? Can she hear me?
She can.
She can. Okay. Well, I love you, Kayla. Keep up the good work, girl. I guess I'll see you in class on Wednesday.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Chanel. Thank you. Yeah,
no
thank
problem
you.
At
thank
all.
You for...
Thank you, Miss
right.
Danny.
All right.
Did
all right,
you hear
Kayla.
Her? She said thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I said,
thank you.
Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow, Kayla. You got so much love coming into the studio for you today. Whew, okay, let me get myself together, and I think I've wiped all my makeup back on the way that it's supposed to be. But a lot of great opportunities just coming your way, you know, for you just coming and being obedient, you know, today with your mom. And I'm just sure there's so much more to come other than, you know, what has already been stated for you on today just so far. So I have a lot of friends that's on different radio shows and things of that nature, so I'm going to promote you like crazy. So get ready. And you guys, we're going to just take a quick commercial break. Let me just wipe my makeup, make sure, you know, I got my tears out of my eyes, and I'll be back, okay? Thank you so much again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1, and I will make sure that we get you into the studio. I actually think we have another person, Kayla. So before we take that commercial break, let's go ahead and continue on. I want to make sure this person gets into the studio. Caller 5943, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, this is you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and Kayla Wyatt. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to congratulate my daughter. Kayla's like my daughter. I'm pretty sure if she hears my voice, she'll know exactly who it is.
Aww.
And I just want to say I'm so proud of her and the young lady that she has become. Kayla's one of the most caring and thoughtful young ladies that I know. Because at her age, there are so many young women out there that are not like Kayla. You know, they're into so many different things, and she's so humble. and she's so appreciative of everything that everyone does for her. And I just wanted to tell her that I'm extremely proud of her and that I love her beyond words.
Wow. Wow. And we
thank you so much. I love her like my own daughter. And I hope she hears me.
Yeah, she can. And you know what? It's amazing because I'm just so appreciative of you guys calling in today and talking to her. And I was not expecting to have an emotional talk show today. Now, you guys,
I'm so sorry. She just does has a special place in my heart. She actually is a big sister to my daughter.
Oh my God, my daughter, they consider each other.
I'm like one, her mom's best friend, and her daughter, my daughter, and her are best friends. And mm-hmm. I just love her. And my daughter's here with me. She's just elated right now. She can't even speak. But
how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 12.
Oh.
Oh, she knows. You see, she's answering.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, we're all on Periscope crying and, you know, I'm trying to wipe my makeup back in.
But she's just a beautiful person inside and out. I can't even, the words can't even express how I feel about her.
Yes, she is.
I just love who she is, and I just want to thank her for being the big sister that she is to my daughter.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm just so proud of her accomplishments, and I know it only gets better from here.
Lord have mercy. We're going to have to bring, I'm going to have to bring tissue on the Crystal Chanel show. Kayla, do you
want to say? I'm
sorry. Oh, my God.
I was just happy I got through. I finally got through.
I know. She's talking to you. Go ahead and talk, babe.
Thank you, Miss Hall. I love you.
I love you.
Did you hear?
Your sister wants to say something to you.
Congratulations, Kayla. You're so awesome, and you do everything to put your mind to,
thank
and I love
Cece.
You so much. I'll be calling you,
awesome.
You know, later.
Did you hear? She said she's going to call you later.
All right. Oh, trust me.
She's all crying, you guys. Oh, my God, you guys. She's just crying. So she has to get herself together.
Tell her you love
Mama got to get herself together. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but they should have known I would have called in.
Kayla's calling.
Oh my God, it's all joyful tears though. It's very joyful tears. So I'm just so excited for her.
Well, we're proud of her.
Oh my gosh, she has some wonderful supporters, and I'm very, very appreciative of you guys. I'm just super excited, and just want to give a shout out to Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples for finding this talent. You know, I met
Absolutely.
Kayla last year in 2015, and just going to the TPN Film Festival in Atlanta, Georgia, that Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples, they do, I think, is it every 2 months, every month? Is it every month? Okay, the time is moving, but every month, and it's just a lot of talent that's out there that you guys, that Atlanta has in general, but this young lady, 13 years old, can sing that song. Kayla, you got another song for the people?
Not one right now.
We got like five more. Try to get her to sing another song real quick. Not yet. Okay, so you guys, maybe next time when we have her back on the show, and who knows, Teen Talk, we're going to be playing your music on Teen Talk, because the people need to definitely hear that also on Teen Talk. And every song that you come out with, you make sure that I get a copy so that we can make sure that we're playing it on the show for Saturdays. And also, we're going to have her songs on our radio shows in South Carolina, AM radio station. So I'm super excited. Thank you so much again for calling in. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I did. I had one more shout. I had a shout out, and it's for her mom, Sherry Wyatt, because without Sherry, none of this would be possible. You guys don't even know the amount of work and time that her mom put in to make sure that Kayla gets everything, you know, to promote her career. You know, she's up all night, all day, and she'll call me, be like, sis, I found this for Kayla. So I really just wanted to shout out Sherry because she is a phenomenal woman. And
absolutely. And I have her here. I have her here in my presence, and I have chills because I can tell exactly, you know, the type of person that she is. So I totally
Yeah, without her, none of this would be possible.
That's right. That's it. That's it. And definitely we're going to give a shout-out to God, too, honey, because without him, you know, nothing is possible either. So we're very, very grateful. And thank you again for tuning in. And love.
Absolutely.
And definitely we're going to have her back on the show.
First of many shows.
Thank you. Absolutely. We're going to definitely have her back on the show soon. And, of course, when songs release, show for that, and she'll be back on singing Stand Tall and Dance
Like You Mean It.
I'm gonna get that one all over.
Girl, Dance Like You Mean It. She had to dance like you mean it. We heard you, Kayla.
I know, but we do appreciate you. We have someone else actually look, I guess, want to come into the studio real quick, so we're going to try to get them in really quick before the 3 minutes is up. Okay, so thank you so
all
much,
right.
And God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, caller 1941, you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and Kayla Wyatt. Are you there?
I am here. Finally got through before the end of the show. Hello, Miss Kayla. This is Mr. Stefan and Miss Yvonne. We just wanted to tune in, say hello, let you know we were watching.
Hello.
I am terrible at the whole Periscope thing, but I hearted you like 30 times. And
awesome. Thank you for the hearts.
It was terrible trying to log on and find. I just wanted to let you know that you did an awesome job. We could not be more proud of you. We are so excited to be a part
thank
of your
you.
Journey, and thank you for letting us be a part of that journey. Here at Hungry
thank
Artists,
you.
We love you, and we know that this is just the beginning of more to come, okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you coming on the air and supporting her on today. And did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I'm just glad I got through. I mean, I didn't know you was going to be blowing up the phone lines like that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I appreciate you coming on, and thank you so much. We will definitely have her back on the show sometime
absolutely.
In the near future.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wonderful job, Miss Chanel. I love
thank
loving
you
the
so
show.
Much. I appreciate
we'll
you. Thank you so much.
That as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Miss Kayla. High five.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, we have about one more minute. Oh my God, I hate to end the show. Please tell the listening audience, how can they reach you? How can they find you?
Well, you can go on Facebook and follow me at Kayla Wyatt, and that's all that you can get at me on. But you can go on Facebook and find me at Kayla Wyatt.
Awesome, awesome. And let them know when your songs is going to come out.
My Santa song should be out at the end of the month. And Dance Like You Mean It is, we haven't got started on that yet.
Okay. Well, just stay tuned, you guys. Thank you so much again for joining us on today. Thank you for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Thank you for listening in with Miss Kayla Wyatt on today. Stay tuned, because this young lady is 13 years old, you guys. And when I say she's gifted, she's gifted. We're looking forward to having her at some of my upcoming events to sing, dance, act, model, just everything. So I'm just super, super excited. Shout out again to Bobby Peoples and Peoples for this awesome talent. Shout out to her mom who's in the studio with me. You guys, and thank you for tuning in to the Now Show.
Fight the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice.